is Apollo Saturn Launch Control. T-minus 9 minutes and counting. T-minus 9. We are still go for our planned liftoff on Apollo 9. In progress at the present time have been some final communications checks, both by some key individuals here in the control center, as well as the flight director, Gene Kranz, and the capsule communicator, astronaut Stu Russa, in Houston. We made some final checks of what is known as the Astro Launch Circuit. This is a special circuit where just several key people talk to the flight crew aboard the spacecraft over the final few minutes of the count. The crew switches to Astro Launch at the four-minute mark in the count. Just a handful of people, key people talking to them from that time on down. The remainder of the count will be the spacecraft test conductor, the launch, his name is Skip Chauvin, the launch operations manager, Paul Donnelly, and the capsule communicator here in the control center, the backup support astronaut, member of the support team, astronaut Jack Lausma. The flight director in Houston also has a capability to talk to the astronauts. We now have passed the eight-minute mark in the count. Spacecraft test conductor Skip Chauvin going through a final status check of all his systems. The report's coming back go at this time as we proceed. T-minus 7 minutes, 45 seconds and counting. This is launch control. This is Apollo Saturn Launch Control, T-minus 5 minutes and counting, T-minus 5. The order has been given for the Apollo access arm to come to its fully retracted position, and now swing arm number 9 coming back to its fully retracted position. Just before this order was given, we went through a final status check. The spacecraft is go. We also got a go from launch from Mission Director George Hage in Houston, and finally Launch Director Rocco Patrone here in Firing Room 2. Our status board shows launch support preparations are complete and the ready lights are on for the instrument unit, the spacecraft, and the emergency detection system. We are go at T-minus 4 minutes, 21 seconds and counting. This is launch control. Apollo Saturn Launch Control, coming up on 3 minutes, 50 seconds. Mark, T-minus 3 minutes, 50 seconds and counting. We are go for launch. The countdown now turned over to the control of the launch vehicle test conductor for the last 4 minutes of the count. We'll go on an automatic sequence starting at 3 minutes and 7 seconds. Final communications checks now in progress between the spacecraft test conductor and the crew aboard the spacecraft. Some final checks in progress at this time. We have the report that we are clear for firing command. That is the automatic sequencer that should come in about 15 seconds. From that time on down, all aspects of the mission will be automatic, monitored by the computers here in the control center and at the pad. 310, we have firing command. Launch sequence start. The computer is in. The sequence is in at this time. Mark, T-minus 3 minutes. T-minus 3 minutes and counting. Our preparations now complete. Our ready lights are on here in the control center. During this period, the various propellant tanks aboard the three stages of the Saturn V will be pressurizing. Primarily, we use helium on the ground to pressurize these tanks. The various vent valves will close as the countdown proceeds. We've now passed two minutes, 35 seconds and counting, all still going well. 2 minutes, 30 seconds, we should be getting an indication on pressurization of the third stage. We have it here in the control center, 2 minutes, 20 seconds and counting. The third stage now is pressurized. We'll be looking toward those five engines in the first stage of the Saturn V. The ignition sequence to start at the 8.9 second mark in the countdown. We're now coming up on the 2 minute mark. Mark, T-minus 2 minutes and counting. T-minus 2, all aspects of the mission still go at this time. The Apollo 9 crew standing by in the spacecraft. 1 minute, 50 seconds and counting. Once the ignition sequence does begin with the five engines, it'll take some 9 seconds or so to build up the proper thrust. The computers will automatically sample those engines and assure ourselves that we have 95% of the thrust. We will get a commit at that time, and the four hold-on arms will come back. We're now 90 seconds and counting, 90 seconds and counting. Vice President Agnew now has come up to the window here in the Launch Control Center along with members of the party to view the launch. 1 minute, 20 seconds and counting. All indications are we are still go at this time. Third stage propellant tanks have been pressurized. Final check of several panels by Lunar Module Pilot Rusty Swikert. Second stage tanks now pressurized. Swikert confirms that he has the proper readings. 1 minute and counting. T-minus 55 seconds and counting. All still going well. We're coming up on the power transfer. Mark, 50 seconds and counting. We're now on internal power with the three stages and instrument unit of the Saturn V. All propellant tanks in the second stage now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting. The vehicle now completely pressurized. The vents closed. We are go. 30 seconds and counting. T-minus 25 seconds and counting. All aspects still go at this time as the computer monitors. 20 seconds. Guidance release. 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9. We have ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engines running. Commit. Liftoff. We have liftoff at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Plus 17 seconds. The roll and pitch program are in now to put Apollo 9 on the proper flight, azimuth, and attitude. Half a mile high. Roll is complete. Apollo 9, a mile and a half high now. Velocity 1,597 feet per second. One minute. Cabin is relieving. One mile downrange now, 4.5 miles high, velocity 2,500 feet per second. In the region of maximum dynamic pressure. Flight Director Gene Kranz taking a staging status check now. Apollo 9 is go for staging. Plus 2 minutes, 15 seconds, and go. Inboard's out. Outboard's out. S2 ignition. Thrust is go on the second stage. Downrange 70 miles now. 42 miles high. 9,300 feet per second velocity. Standing by for tower jet is now the launch escape tower. Tower jet confirmed. Guidance has been initiated on the second stage. Gene Kranz taking another status check with the controllers now.
All 9, you are go all the way. Everything looks good.
Roger. Houston, did you read our comment that our SPS helium pressure went to zero? Indicated zero at liftoff.
Cabin is stable at 6.1 pounds per square inch.
Be advised, our SPS helium pressure went to zero at liftoff.
All right, copy.
Okay. Did you get any good...
Jim McDivitt reports the SPS helium pressure on board went to zero at liftoff. However, we're reporting go here on the Mission Control Center. Miles downrange now, 75 miles high, 11,700 feet per second.
And Apollo 9, it's 5 minutes. Everybody's happy as a clam here. Looking good.
So are we.
We're standing by for S-4B to orbit capability. Mark S-4B to orbit capability. If the second stage shuts down prematurely, we do have the capability to put spacecraft into orbit with the S-4B. We're estimating a cutoff of the S-2 stage at 8 minutes 55 seconds. We're at 6:30 now. Still go. 435 miles downrange, 90.5 miles high, and 15,300 feet per second velocity.
And the rookie says that looks beautiful.
And rookie, at 7 minutes, everything is going real great.
Roger.
Little word from rookie Schweikart there. Feet per second now velocity, 590 miles downrange, 96 miles high.
At 8 minutes, everything is go.
Roger, everything looks fine here, too.
Very good. The comm is beautiful, Jim. You're really coming through clear.
Roger, my region lies nice and clear and loud, too, Smokey. We had no trouble with comm on launch at all.
Apollo 9 has a go for staging now. Looking for S2 cutoff about 8 plus 55. Retro reports for right on a ground track. S2 cutoff. S staging is complete. S4B ignition. Thrust is good on the S4B.
The guiding now.
920 miles downrange now, 101 miles high, 23,000 feet per second velocity.
You have mode 4 capability and everything is go. You're real solid.
Hey, Roger, what time do you think we can shut down?
Right. We'll have that for you in a flash, Apollo 9.
Ready?
Guidance does not have a cutoff time yet. However, he expects it shortly.
Okay.
Yes, everything's looking good here, Apollo 9.
Okay.
We'll try to have your cutoff time shortly.
Better hurry, I'm going to cut off first.
Rog.
Miles downrange, 102 miles high, 25,256 feet per second. Plus 11 minutes, looking good.
Shut down. Yeah.
Roger, shut down.
Okay.
Houston, we've got 103 by 89.5.
Roger, Apollo 9, copy.
That was Dave Scott giving the onboard orbital parameters, 103 by 89.5. We'll refine those later through tracking. Fido says go.
109, you are go in the orbit.
Roger.
And your CMC is go. It is valid.
Okay.
And Apollo 9, the S4B has been safe.
Roger, safe. Do you have an apogee and perigee?
Not yet, Apollo 9, stand by.
Okay.
Apollo 9, the S4B has been configured for orbit. It's looking real good, and your SPS helium is solid as a rock.
Roger, we copy. Thanks a lot.
Rod.
That's astronaut Stu Rusa, the Capcom from the Houston Control Center, talking to the crew. Thank you. Apollo 9 out over the Atlantic now in contact with the tracking ship Vanguard. We're going to want to track Apollo 9 for a while before we come up with a fine-tuned orbital parameter. That 103 by 89.5 was the onboard readout from the command module computer. This is Apollo Control at 17 minutes. Apollo 9 now coming into contact at the Canary Island Station. We'll stay up live.
9, Houston.
Roger,
go ahead,
Houston.
Roger, we've got Canaries here. You can configure Simplex Alpha. Houston, did you copy? Apollo 9, Houston, do you read?
Houston, fire by, how is?
Okay, you're coming in 5 square. We switched over all right, I guess, and everything looks good.
What kind of orbit did you get us in?
We don't have it yet, Apollo 9. We're still running it through the computers.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 18 minutes, 32 seconds. We've got the liftoff heart rates for the crew now from the flight surgeon, Dr. Hawkins. He says they are within the range the medical officers expected, with Schweikert running a little lower than they expected. Jim McDivitt, 135. Dave Scott, 120. Rusty Schweikert, 72. Rusty normally runs in the mid to low 60s. Dave Scott in the high 60s to low 70s, and McDivitt in the 70s to high 80s. They're low 80s, rather.
8.9 is the first cut. And we're continuing to massage this Apollo 9, and we'll keep you updated.
All right, understand.
The first cut at the orbit from the ground shows 107 by 98.9. This, we haven't had too much tracking yet on this. We'll continue tracking.